Sweden's new good conduct requirements for residence permits came into effect today. That means foreign residents' lifestyle could now be factored in to a greater extent when a decision's made around granting or revoking a residence permit. What exactly could be counted as a breach of the requirement isn't spelled out in the new legislation, but the government has named, for example, not following Swedish law and abiding by government authorities' decisions, systematically avoiding paying off debts and fines, or working off the books. Swedish steel producer SSAB is restarting construction of its new steelworks in Luleå after a cyanide scare. Work at the site was paused at the end of June after low levels of hydrogen cyanide were detected there, although the levels were below what's legally permitted. This past spring, construction was also shut down at the site for about 2 months after more than 30 workers fell ill. A combination of dust, the weather, and seasonal viruses were to blame, the company says. A large forest fire started burning outside Hultsfred in Sweden's southeast on Sunday and continued burning on Monday. The fire covers an area of 10 hectares but is under control, according to emergency services. There's a high risk of forest fires in several locations across Sweden at the moment. And on that note, 30-degree weather is returning to Sweden this week, with the Weather Bureau SMHI putting out a warning for high temperatures effective from lunchtime on Monday. It's the second heatwave of the season. That last one in late June saw a number of local weather records in the country's south broken. The hottest temperature ever recorded in Sweden is 38 degrees, which has happened in two different places on two different occasions, once in Morlilla in Småland in 1947 and once in Ultuna in Uppsala in 1933. And those were Monday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another news update on Tuesday.